Welcome to Conversations with Leaders, an AWS podcast focused on personal lessons of leadership, culture, and technology from business leaders across the globe. Enjoy today's conversation.
Hello, this is Tanuja Randeri, Managing Director, Europe, Middle East, and Africa for Amazon Web Services. Welcome to another episode of Conversations with Leaders. In this series, I will be speaking with CEOs from across the EMEA region about what it takes to transform business and society, how they are leveraging data and technology to accelerate growth and innovate, and their insights on topics such as sustainability and addressing the digital skills gap. We will also be providing a glimpse into the personalities behind some of our great leaders of industry. I'm extremely excited to be joined by Hatice Everin, Chief of Global Functions of Getir, having been in that position since January 23. Hatice joined Getir in 2019 as Chief Transformation Officer and has since then seen the company scale greatly. In January 24 this year, Hatice was appointed US Group CEO of Getir and Fresh Direct. Hatice, we're super excited to chat with you today. Welcome to AWS Conversations with Leaders.
Thank you. It's very exciting to be here.
Well, I also realize that you have an industrial engineering degree, which is wonderful because it's great to have women in technology, but who actually also have STEM backgrounds.
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to be an industrial engineer because I wanted to be at the place where the math and also the people skills that work together. And to be honest, it's working quite well.
And then you went on to do your MBA from Harvard as well.
Yes, yeah. I did. I worked as a consultant. Then I did my MBA at Harvard. Then I worked in the region in Dubai and also in Istanbul as a consultant before joining Getir.
As a woman leading at your level and with the technical background that you bring, but not only, your leadership role really emphasizes diversity of all kinds. And I don't just mean gender. I mean, just in terms of experience and thought. Can you tell us a little bit about what led you to a career in technology? Because in some ways, I feel like Getir is a tech company.
Yes.
And you can share a little bit about also about Getir with us, which would be great.
I would love to. As you mentioned, I was a consultant. I had the opportunity to dive into various industries, tackling their unique challenges. But what stood out constantly in very different sets of projects was actually the transformative power of technology in shaping the landscape. I wanted to make a meaningful impact. So I understood that, you know, I needed to be in technology. But the decision to transition into technology was something that I contemplated for a couple of years, basically because especially 5 years ago in emerging markets, finding the right opportunity to be at the forefront of a new disruption was challenging. Mm-hmm. And I mean, Turkey has changed a lot since then, but it was the case basically 5 years ago. In 2019, when I crossed paths with Getir, I instantly knew it was the place for me. I mean, the company had a vision to revolutionize the way people shop. 10 to 15 minute delivery promise with a business model that was truly groundbreaking. I mean, for me, it was an epicenter. It was an opportunity to be at the epicenter of disruption. And that excitement drove me to join the team. As I said, Getir started with that business model. Currently, it has 9 also other businesses as well in Turkey. It has also expanded into 5 different countries, mm-hmm. including US and other European countries.
No, it has been exciting to see the expansion of Getir, you know, as you say, into various businesses and also into various countries. And of course, your very recent acquisitions, for example, Gorillas. How are these acquisitions building on your core proposition and vision?
So, I mean, during these downturns and economic downturns, what happens is that there's actually much more inorganic growth opportunities and being able to reach out to a lot of different customers, acquiring different customers with a known brand name is much more easy. And I think the Gorillas had already some very strong network in certain countries. Fresh Direct is a very big business in US. So there are actually a lot of things that we know in how to operate, how to please the customer, and how to be very customer-driven with the technologies that we have. Mm. And with the brands that Gorillaz have and the Fresh Direct have, we believe there will be a lot of synergies. So this is how we are thinking that we will continue to grow and expand even during these times.
Thank you. And then are the cultures of the companies very similar, or will you have to take the Getir culture and bring it to these new acquisitions? In fact, I understand that the employees at Getir are called Getirians.
Yeah, I mean, our culture is quite important, and you can understand from the name as well. There are, I think, similarities and differences. With Gorillaz, we had a lot of similarities because it was also a startup, mm-hmm. you know, that was built only 2 years ago. But there have been also differences as well. I think what is important in that integration period is that to find out what those differences are and actually build a culture together by reflecting on those cultures as well. Because there are also other great things that those companies can bring, right? It's not only about your culture. And I believe that we successfully made that with Gorillaz. Fresh Direct is quite new, mm-hmm. so I cannot tell much about yeah. it. I think we will continue to do same type of integration, including the culture of the company as well with Fresh Direct too.
I like that you pick up on this point about, you know, there are actually very diverse perspectives and experiences yeah. to build on rather than to take away yep. necessarily. And actually, this whole sort of perspective on diversity and inclusion is so increasingly important for us. Could I ask your thoughts and insights on how should we, by the way, as women in our mm-hmm. in our industries, you know, and at, you know, very senior levels, how should we be thinking about accelerating on the diversity proposition, particularly in sort of technology-driven yep. companies like ours?
I think, I mean, diversity, especially in leadership, as you mentioned, is very important, especially if you're a startup. Because, I mean, as a startup, for example, we experienced hypergrowth and navigated through various economic landscapes. So it's, I think, being a startup is like sailing through a storm. You never know what wave is coming next. So having a bunch of different voices in the leadership is like having a diverse set of navigation tools. Mm-hmm. So I think, for example, our 50% of our top management is women.
Wow, fantastic.
Yeah, and I think it's in our culture when we have meetings for even big decisions, it's not just the usual suspects in those meetings. We've got a mix of brains from very different backgrounds, different genders, of course, but even from different tenure and seniority as well, because everyone's voice matters. And it's I think our commitment to diversity is not just about being strategic. It's also about making our workplace a vibrant and dynamic space where everyone feels at home. And I think diversity is also very important in the sense that we are serving a very diverse customer and workforce as well. So to be able to understand and anticipate what they need, having a diverse leadership team matters a lot.
Absolutely. They're a reflection of your customer base,
yep.
aren't they? Absolutely.
Exactly.
And are you able to attract the talent that you need to attract given this breadth of businesses that you operate in? Or maybe said slightly differently, mm-hmm. one of the things I hear a lot of CEOs talk about is how difficult it is around digital skills in particular. Can you shed some thoughts on how... is that an issue? How are you addressing that gap within Getir?
It is difficult. I mean, Getir has truly distinguished itself as a powerhouse for talent, especially in Turkey, particularly in the tech industry. But that doesn't mean that it's not a challenge. It's a challenge because there is also a lot that we want to do with the tech. So having the best talent, keeping them happy and productive is always a challenge for us as well as it is in for a lot of companies in the industry. But what we are trying to do is we're trying to differentiate ourselves with our commitment to growing the talent on the job,
uh-huh.
you know, giving them opportunities for the hands-on learning, throwing people into different roles and making sure there's always something new to learn, new to experiment. So we are trying to be not just a workplace, but a playground for these engineers, young professionals who want to make a difference. So the most important thing that we want to do also is to build that product mindset in everyone in the engineering and the business teams, because we don't want our tech people to wait just for the orders. We want them to get this product mindset, and instead of just saying yes to whatever the business team wants, they need to be the one digging into the real challenges, because they are the ones with the tech information, tech knowledge, and who can bring very innovative solutions when they know their product, when they know the business KPIs, when they know the business strategy. Actually, they can be the ones to come up with the most innovative solution. And this is what we are trying to do. And we are giving them an environment where they can easily experiment without having the fear of failure.
I really want to build on that, because it's a great point. You know, we're increasingly seeing as well there's been too much of a distance between the technical side of the house and the business side of the house. And, you know, in some ways, I guess we've been guilty of only talking to one and not the other. But I think increasingly I see, and particularly now with some of the new technologies like generative AI, that there is a real push to bring those two sides together. So I think what you're embarking on here by putting tech and business together to make decisions is absolutely spot on, by the way. I know it's challenging.
It is challenging, especially after a hyper-growth phase. Yes. Because during the hyper-growth phase, you are recruiting a lot of talent without actually thinking about the communication channels between them. And this is making it difficult for business teams and the technical teams to work together. But if you manage to build a product vision that everyone agrees on, you will see that it's actually much easier for them to cooperate, you know, for them to think together. Because when they have a common target, they become allies instead of, like, you know, service providers and the teams who are trying to achieve something alone.
We hope you're enjoying this discussion. To engage with other business leaders on these topics, follow us on LinkedIn at AWS Executive Connection. Now back to our conversation.
I'd love to get your sense a little bit on, you know, just given the business that you're in and the proposition that you've got, you know, how are you thinking about leveraging data, technology, the power of generative AI now to really enable the growth of Getir to the next sort of evolution?
Yeah, sure. I mean, since the beginning of Getir, our primary goal has been to deliver a magical experience to our users. I mean, when you think about the business model, minutes after you've checked out, there's a knock at your door and it's Getir with your order. And now achieving this for a handful of orders in a single dark stores might seem feasible, but scaling this across numerous locations, that's a very, very difficult story. And we do it with the data, with the technology that you just mentioned. We are using, I mean, we have data-driven decision-making in every area that we make decision on. And we are using cutting edge machine learning models at every step of the process. When I say every step, you can think of it like from deciding the locations of every dark store, the supply chain processes, like which picker is going to prepare, which order, how much time they are going to spend, what I'm going to sell in every dark store, and which rider is going to bring it to you. They're all about this machine learning models. And over the years, we've gathered significant data. We're currently doing hundreds of thousands of transactions every day, and we are collecting millions of data in every hour. So with that data and through countless iterations, we have optimized our algorithms for each step of the process that I just mentioned to make our motto, the speed is our currency, live basically. I think other than our data-driven algorithms, We are also working on a lot of initiatives with the Gen AI that everyone is talking around. And we believe also for the customer experience, there are a lot of things that will differentiate us with the data that we have and with the capabilities of Gen AI. And there is a, you know, very big team working on that currently.
That's wonderful, because I think with generative AI, you know, the power of being able to augment the work that your team are doing to release time to for the creativity and the innovation, because all of us are so busy all the time, right? Where do you create space to think?
Yeah.
And if we can really enable our teams with generative AI, I think we will expand the learning, development, and excitement that people have about their jobs. Can I take you to a slightly different question? You know, just back to you as a leader. You know, you've had very different roles through your career. You've lived and worked in different places. You've moved industries, actually, you know, so really highly mobile, trying new things. Can you maybe share with us a couple of really pivotal moments through your career that shaped who you are as a leader?
Yeah, I think I talked about how I started working at Gitter. It has been 4 years now. I started as a chief transformation officer without knowing what it means. I think nobody knew. But I have actually in the last 4 years taken 5 different roles, which shows already what it is like to work for a startup, I guess.
And exciting.
I think I worked in very different areas so that I learned so many things in so different for so different phases of the company. I worked in foundation of a new vertical. So I learned how to start a business. I worked as a chief of staff to the founder.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen how you do the investor relations, how you build the strategy for such a big organization. I also led the Turkey team, the grocery business in Turkey for 2 years. I learned the operations, you know, from strategy making to the execution, how you, you know, make things happen. And also I learned about the importance of the, you know, systems that you build. And this is why I actually have taken this role now to especially working with mostly with the technology, data and product teams, seeing what the issues were or what the investments were needed to make. Now we're working with those technology and data and product teams to make that happen. And I think in this role, what I like the most about is it's intellectually so much fun. And I think it's challenging, but so much fun. Being able to build systems, you know, through technology is, I think, something that I always wanted to learn. And this is what I'm doing now. So I think there are so many different things that I've done at Gitter, which I really love about Gitter, that's kind of now making me excited about the next challenges.
That's a great segue into a question I did want to ask you. You know, what excites you about the future?
What excites me about the future is all the opportunities lying, you know, ahead of us. I think when you think about it, like in the grocery shopping, like 10 years from now, what percentage of it is going to be online? And out of this online, what percentage is going to be on demand?
Yeah.
And when you think about that potential, the customer adaption that will happen in the next 10 years is quite exciting. And through the technology we have, through all the data and algorithms that we are using, having the potential to being able to actually serve all those customers and be the pioneer of that adoption is quite exciting. That's going to happen. And I think it is in the right place to make that happen. And I'm very excited to be one of the people in Gitter to make that happen.
Yeah, I mean, you will be architecting the future
Hopefully.
Of grocery, which I think is super, super exciting. Maybe one last question. What do you think, given the rapid pace of change we're going through, unprecedented in many ways, politically, geopolitically, macroeconomics, but also technology, to your point. What do you think is the most important characteristic of leaders that is needed to help them take their organizations to the next phase?
I think it's adaptability. What I learned the most in the last 4 years, and I've taken all these different roles and worked in very different regions, you will never be able to forecast all the challenges that lies ahead on you. And you will never know, like, how smart you are doesn't matter. It's always, you know, something new happening. And being able to adapt to those new challenges is always the key value I think a leader needs in those difficult situations. And I think you never know what the political landscape is going to look like in the region that you don't know even if you are going to be operating in the next 10 years, but you have to be able to adapt when that day comes. I think this is also with the very different economic landscape in the last 4 years, what we observed in the success of the startups that are surviving as well. Adapting, understanding what's happening, understanding your environment, and having the ability to adapt as a leader and also as your organization as well.
Thank you, Hatice. That's a perfect place for us to end the conversation. I've really enjoyed talking with you. Thank you for your authenticity and for sharing so openly and just for spending the time with us today.
Thank you very much. It was very nice to be with you here, and thank you for hosting.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Conversations with Leaders, brought to you by AWS Executive Insights. For more on these topics, visit aws.amazon.com/executive insights. While there, visit our generative AI and ML page for more resources to help you unlock the value of generative AI for your business.